Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Danny Boone. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The shortstop, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Stan Jefferson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Finley hits a pop-up into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Anderson. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. 2 outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Berga hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Berga reaches second base with a double. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maldonado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berga scores. Maldonado moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Manto hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Maldonado trying to get to home. Anderson throws the ball into Tettleton who tags Maldonado, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Segui hits a line drive into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Finley is 0-1 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground into right field. Ward picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Hewlett moves to third. Finley moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Berge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken is walked intentionally. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Horn is 0-1 in the game. Horn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Finley scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seghe is 0-1 in the game. Seghe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Webster is 0-1 in the game. Webster hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brookins is 0-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Berge is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Berge is hit by the pitch. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Maldonado is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado takes first base on ball 4. Berge moves to second. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Manto is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Manto takes first base on ball 4. Berge moves to third. Maldonado moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tettleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brooken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jefferson. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finley for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hewlett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maldonado hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manto hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Manto reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Tettleton for a passed ball. Manto moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manto scores. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Dorn Taylor now pitching. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Ward reaches second base with a double. Jacoby moves to third. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seghe is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghe hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett misplays the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 3 in the game. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Jefferson moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jefferson moves to third. Webster moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Jefferson scores. Webster moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Webster scores. Berga moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. John Mitchell now pitching. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manto is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Manto hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Berga scores. Maldonado moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Worthington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. Worthington moves to second. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Finley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Jefferson moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Webster moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Horn strikes out. Two outs. David Sege batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sege is 0-for-3 in the game. Sege takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Sege moves to second. Juan Bell pinch runs for Mickey Tettleton. Doug Jones now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Melvin now catching. Mike Smith now pitching. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Manto is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Manto strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Worthington hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finley for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.